You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The government's Ka Ora Ka Ako Healthy School Lunches program began in 2019 in an effort to reduce food insecurity for New Zealand children. The program has now been extended to 22,000 students at 989 schools across the motu. The findings of a recent study into its impact has prompted a petition seeking further government funding to expand the program. Nicholas spoke to the lead author of the study, Dr. Kelly Garten, about why more students would benefit from the program.
The idea behind the study was to review what the Ka Ora Ka Ako program has achieved so far in the limited time it's been running, and to see what impact it could potentially have in the long term with continued investment and scaling up. So to collect the data, we started by consulting in depth with stakeholders from the Ministry of Education who developed the program and those actually implementing it in schools to develop a theoretical model of the program's outcomes and impacts at different levels.
Excellent.
So these levels are based on what we call a social ecological model or theory of health, where we recognize that an individual, in this case the child or learner, is really nested within multiple different social layers with factors influencing their health. So that includes their whānau, their solar community, and the wider food system. So impacts, you know, at any of these levels will have ripple effects throughout the other levels of impact as well. So once we had this model put together, we combined findings from existing program evaluations and smaller studies of Ka Ora Ka Ako with international studies of longer-running universal school food programs. So these were, for example, in Sweden, in Scotland, the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. So we're able to get a fuller picture of what a program like Ka Ora Ka Ako could achieve in the long term if it continues to be invested in.
Excellent. And what were some of the key findings of your study?
Yeah, so basically evaluations that had already been done domestically have found that participating children were reporting less hunger at school, improved mental and physical well-being overall. Parents and caregivers were experiencing less financial and time stress, and other local studies reported principals noticing calmer classroom environments in the afternoon, so an environment more conducive to learning. So that was the domestic evidence. But the international evidence indicated that school lunch programs can actually further enrich school environments with particular links to the curriculum, so curriculum enhancement. They can help boost local economies through job creation. They can enhance the availability and affordability of healthy foods through kind of driving increased demand and also encouraging innovations, things like sustainable packaging and reformulation of healthier products in the market.
Yeah, and I read in the study some of the other outstanding elements that you guys mentioned, and you talked about before the provision of highly nutritious foods and increasing that demand. Also reducing hunger and benefits in physical education as well. And another interesting suggestion of the study was that it should be expanded to not just cover lower socioeconomic areas. What implications does expansion have, and why is it necessary that every child in New Zealand is part of this program?
Yeah. Well, so right now, as you know, it's only applied to the lowest 25% of schools based on the equity index. But we know that there are still quite a few children with home food insecurity in the mid and high equity index schools, which right now are not eligible for the program. So really important that this program be scaled up to reach all of those children in need. But regardless of home, you know, food insecurity status, this program does have further benefits to all children, including their families and schools and communities. So really we could be experiencing much greater benefits, to the communities at large and to the food system through scaling up this program. It is a large investment, but the research indicates that the dividends will be huge.
That was Dr. Kelly Garten on the impact of the Ka Ora Ka Ako Healthy School Lunches program and the petition to expand it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.